Eileen Gu, U.S.-born Olympian competing for China, says Uyghur genocide is not her business. By Simon Kent on February 18, 2026. Eileen Gu, the California-born Olympian who chose to represent Communist China instead of the United States, says it is not her business to address the fate of thousands of Muslim-majority Uyghurs experiencing genocide in the country she competes for. In a Time magazine profile weeks ahead of the Milan-Cortina Olympics, the 22-year-old was asked about their fate. Gu responded, "I'm not an expert on this. I haven't done the research. I don't think it's my business. I'm not going to make big claims on my social media." But as a Stanford International Relations major, Time pushed this gear. The outlet asked if she could surely have done her homework on the Uyghur genocide. Again, Gu chose avoidance mixed with ignorance. "I'm just more of a skeptic when it comes to data in general. So it's not like I can read an article and be like, oh, well, this must be the truth. I need to have a ton of evidence. I need to maybe go to the place, maybe talk to 10 primary source people who are in a location and have experienced life there. Then I need to go see images. I need to listen to recordings. I need to think about how history affects it. Then I need to read books on how politics affects it. This is a lifelong search." The evidence of Uyghur torture and murder at the hands of China's communist dictatorship in designated concentration camps is not hard to find, as Breitbart News has shown in the past. As recently as last month, representatives of the Turkic communities of East Turkestan, a nation colonized by the Chinese Communist Party, gathered before the White House to mark 5 years since Washington recognized the ongoing genocide of Uyghur, Kazakh, Kyrgyz, and other Turkic peoples in the region, Breitbart News noted. 6 months ago, Breitbart News also detailed the U.S. State Department published its annual Global Human Rights Reports, featuring a profile on the Chinese Communist Party that accused that government of a host of atrocities including genocide, slavery, worker abuse, forced abortions, and various forms of torture against dissidents. The profile on China focused significantly on updates regarding the ongoing mass murder of Uyghur, Kazakh, Kyrgyz, and other non-Han ethnic groups in occupied East Turkestan. Gu is reported to have received millions in funding from the same Chinese dictatorship perpetuating those horrors, as Breitbart News has noted. The Wall Street Journal reported in 2025 a public budget showed that the Beijing Municipal Sports Bureau was set to pay Gu and Zhu Yi, a U.S.-born figure skater, a combined $6.6 million. However, their names were later deleted from the budget soon after they emerged, according to the outlet. Related, Chinese concentration camp survivor: "I saw people tortured for denying Xi Jinping is God." Breitbart News also reported Gu criticized President Donald Trump's words about Team USA freestyle skier Hunter Hess, after Hess said it was a little hard for him to wear Team USA gear. Hess also stated there was a lot going on in the United States he wasn't the biggest fan of. In response to Trump labeling Hess a real loser, Gu said she found Trump's critique of Hess inconsistent with the spirit of the games. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.